Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann and the Hagmann Report, Doug Hagmann at the helm. Folks, we broadcast every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network, as well as YouTube Live and archived and live at BTR. I want to welcome everyone to this edition. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight. The first 30 minutes here are going to be dedicated to an investigation that I've been conducting. In fact, I spoke about this 2 weeks ago on InfoWars, with Alex Jones, and I gave everyone a taste of what was coming, or what the 650,000 plus emails, despite their alleged non-issue to Comey, despite their non-issue to Clinton, despite coming out and saying, well, wait a minute, everything's fine, Comey, days before the election. What exactly was that all about? Well, when I appeared on InfoWars, and folks, you can find the segment, and I expect the next 30 minutes, this segment, to be a standalone segment, but you can find my time, my interview with Alex Jones on InfoWars. Folks, this is absolutely incredible. Many people, first of all, the subject matter is this. I'm going to call it Snoop's Snacks. Let me try that again. I'm going to call it Snoop's Sex and Videotape. This after a magazine article, an article that appeared in the publication Inside of the News, September 29th, 1997. This has to deal directly, by the way, with the news of Podesta, John Podesta, Marina Abramovic, Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Clintons, Jeffrey Epstein, the sex ring, the alleged child sex ring, and the FBI, the things that you may know about, but things that I don't think you know about, because what I'm about to reveal, folks, is a lot deeper and a lot darker than anyone has really touched on. This goes back into espionage. This goes back into decades ago. This goes back into the Franklin scandal. But beyond that, this goes into certain matters of espionage under the Clinton, or espionage and child pornography, and how they tie together. All right, now I'm going to try to be as coherent as possible, as quick as possible, so I don't bore you. Many people at the forum, Reddit forum, R-E-D-D-I-T forum, and the sub forum, the Donald, have done remarkable investigations, independent and collectively. I've never seen anything like this. They've done phenomenal investigations. And they've always been a couple of steps ahead of me. And by chance, when I get ahead of them in terms of their investigation, they always catch up and pass me. It's kind of interesting how it goes. Very good investigators, and also researchers, citizen researchers, the Pettibone sisters, fantastic researchers. Hats off to them. Citizen researchers at 4chan, the number 4 and then CHAN, and the SGT report, for example, others. All of these combined, every time I find something, it's like they've either found it or we find it at the same time. I've been chasing these leads all weekend, and even before that, ever since the election, or before the election, ever since the news of the 650,000 emails and the allegations of child pornography on Anthony Weiner's laptop. But here's the deep story, and again, I'm going to make this brief and cut this off at the bottom of this hour so this segment will stand alone. If we can have picture of the number one up there on the screen. Now, what you're seeing here, folks, is a picture of John Podesta. Now, he was the 2016 campaign manager of the Hillary Rodham Clinton for president campaign. Of course, he goes back numerous administrations, goes back to Clinton, Bill Clinton, and others. And of course, he served as advisor to Obama. So you've seen that picture that will appear on this. If you're listening to this, you can just go to the YouTube channel, go to HagmanandHagman.com and check out the YouTube. That is John Podesta. Now, this is a guy, the Podesta emails, 70,000 emails were released. A closer scrutiny of those emails indicated a very unusual pattern, a coding, if you will, images. And I had, and John Robertson will attest to this, a couple of weeks ago, right after the emails were released, I had asked if he knew anyone that was capable in Stig analysis. Stig analysis is the analysis of images that are encoded. In other words, images within images, not picture in picture kind of thing, or not even, you know, you look at this weird picture, what do you see? No. This is a highly sophisticated encryption where images are covered by other images, but you need a key to unlock that image within the image. I don't know if I made sense, but you can look it up. It's called steganography and Stig analysis. And we were looking at this because the image sizes appear to be too large for the images, if that makes sense. Even a high definition image. But anyway, this goes back to John Podesta, as you see on the screen. That's John Podesta with Hillary Clinton. So this is who we're talking about. This is at the center of the investigation, along with Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and others. Now, everything I'm saying here is either my opinion, my professional opinion. I am making no accusations. Let me be perfectly clear. I am making absolutely no accusations of any kind of misconduct. However, I want everyone to look at the evidence. This is evidence that I've been following. And others as well. Again, hats off to the people at Reddit, the citizen investigators at Reddit, 4chan, people like the Pettibone sisters, Brittany and Nicole, just tremendous investigative researchers. SGD Report, Sean at SGD Report, and others. Now, if we put up the next one, I have labeled Podesta 1. This is in the home of John Podesta and his wife. Which is, I don't know how many people have seen this image. This image is the sculpture. This is a sculpture hanging in the home of John Podesta. All right. Some may call that art. What that is a gold-hued, gold-toned sculpture. Headless and arched at the back for those listening and not watching. Just take a good look at that picture. Now, how many people watch for documentaries about serial killers? Perhaps not too many, right? At least I hope not, because it can really take you down some deep roads. And the longer you stare into the abyss, you'll find that the abyss stares back. Now, the next picture I'm going to show you is an actual crime scene photo. This from Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment. Take a look at this. This is one of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims. To my knowledge, this was not released to the general public, at least not on any widespread level. Do you see any, folks, do you see any similarities between that picture and the sculpture? Take a look at it. See, Jeffrey Dahmer was a cannibal. He was involved in satanic ritual abuse and Satanism. If you listen to Russ Dizdar, of course, you'll know what I'm talking about. compare that to the sculpture in the Podesta household. How am I doing so far? Let's go to image number 4. Which one is the Eric? Which one is this? Okay, that's Podesta 2. Which one is that? All right, this is this. Okay. All right, this is actually, I believe, from an Instagram or it's on the it's a social media. Why don't I had my notes here. This is from a social media feed, and I'm gonna. Is that from Jimmy Comet? Folks, you might recall, or you might perhaps you've heard the connection, the Comet Pizza, for example. You know, there's something going on there. Well, okay. What does that say on top there? One of these days we're going to get a real... Okay, okay, this is an image in Podesta's, it is alleged that this image that you're seeing is a piece of artwork that is in the home of John Podesta. There it is, okay, it just flashed up on my previous screen. Now, he is a follower of this particular artist. This particular artist is, wow, okay, just wow. I don't think I need to explain that image, do I? Spirit Cooking. This is a favorite artist by Tony Podesta. This, the poster on this particular social feed is a follower of Podesta. Take a look at that picture. It's also references Spirit Cooking. Again, I'm not going to get too far into any of these. I just want to get this out there. All right. That was number 4. Go to number 5. This is Ms. Abramovic. I believe number 5 is which the okay. Yeah, take a good hard look at this picture. This is a taste of Spirit Cooking, at least according to the emails and according to the investigation. How would you like to be invited to that party? Folks, if you're listening to this and you can't see this, what this is showing is a called art. This is a picture of a semi-submerged body in a red liquid and people eating, shall we say, from the submerged body and the surrounding area, and there's a red liquid, of course, there, you know, suggestive of blood. Well, all right, I'm going to toss another picture out there. This will be image 6, as I have labeled. Yeah, and by the way, that last image was with the artist Marina Abramovic, proudly being a part of this Spirit Cooking. And of course, understand, this is the kind of stuff, you know, you laugh at the Bohemian Grove stuff. Oh, it's just a conspiracy crap. You laugh at the perversity, perhaps, of the leaders in our country. Folks, when I was on Alex Jones, I said, you don't even know. I mean, folks, you don't know the perversion. I can't even show you some of this stuff. And I can't. I can't show some of this stuff even here. This is tame. All right, we're going to go through these real quick. Photo 6, image 6. Yeah. Okay, so that's the one with... yeah. This was on a social networking feed that is tied to the owner of Comet Pizza, allegedly. Followed by Podesta, allegedly. Allegedly also part of the Abramovic crowd, the artist, you know, within the DC power circles. Take a look at that picture. The reason it's blacked out is because that is a child. That is sex with a child. Posted by Jimmy Comet. More on him in just a moment. I really want everyone to take a look at these images. If you're listening, you can stay listening on the whatever platform you're listening on, but go back to this particular video and check out these images. And again, my great thanks to the people at Reddit, 4chan, the Pettibone Sisters. They captured many of these. We were capturing a lot of these in real time, and they were wiping them out, making their accounts private. All right. Number 7. This is on the wall at Comet Pizza, allegedly. I can't even read what's on the left-hand side of this picture. It's a reference to a sex act, and then amen. We'll go to number 8. This is the one where you say this is actually part of a social networking feed as well. For those listening, this is a young child with their arms taped to the table. Notice what's in back, ping pong table. Go to number 9. I don't even know if I want to even explain number 9. Number 9, well, for those people listening, of course, it is allegedly a doll, although it represents a child, and on the child for sale. You look at the right-hand side of this, right-hand side of the image for the comments made by the poster and by those who commented on it. German baby, $1,200. And again, you might say, well, that doesn't prove anything. Okay, I understand it. Get the hell out of your bubble, okay? And get rid of your normalcy bias. Understand the perversity here is so great, in my estimation, in my view, that I don't believe there is going to be a legitimate news source. When I say mainstream news source, legitimate news, mainstream news source that would touch this information with a 10-foot pole. But there's more. Some more artwork, what's labeled as artwork, image 10. If you'll notice, there are young people with their faces painted. Those people who understand this kind of stuff will identify this as associated with an OTO ritual, a secret society ritual involving young children. You can go to the next one, number 11, image 11. This is a picture of a young girl with making a reference to pizza. Many people have said. By the way, the pictures you're seeing here were on the social networking feeds of people associated with Podesta, referenced with Podesta in the emails that were released and others. These are the same people who are inside the circles of power in Washington, D.C. The next one is a young girl with a reference to pizza. You can see it, you can read it. Basically, it's kind of JonBenet Ramsey-esque, and the bottom is cut off there, but there's a reference to "I just want my pizza," basically. And if you understand what pizza is with reference to child sex, you'll understand the nature of this picture. Again, to those uninitiated, it looks like a young girl just standing there. It's anything but. The next picture is extremely disturbing. It's done by an artist. That's liked by all of these power brokers and social networking. If you take a look at it, it is a picture or is a representation of a sex act with a young child. This is a painting, on a handkerchief. Now, you'll remember that one of the Podesta emails referenced a handkerchief. Some might say a towel. Okay, fine. But I do suspect that it's probably a handkerchief represented in that painting. And if you look closely at the painting, you'll see what would suggest some sort of dissociative identity disorder being represented in that painting. The next one is a chamber. I want everyone to take a look at this chamber. This was posted on the social networking feed, commented on. Again, this is associated with the Podesta Comet Pizza, Comet Ping Pong, whatever you want to call it, in that entire venue. And again, if you're looking at, or if you're listening to this and you can't see this, you can go back and take a look at it. What this is, very simply, what do you think it is? It's something I would call a murder room. How's that? And in fact, I believe it is mentioned there with the hashtag murder room, maybe. I don't know. I've looked at so many of these over the last 4 days. I don't know. And the last one. And we're going to leave the last one up here. It's a map. And the reason we're going to leave the last one up, because that map is important. And I'm going to kind of work backwards here. If you take a look at that map, these are locations in Washington, D.C., in and around Comet Ping Pong, Comet Pizza, whatever you want to call it, and other, shall we say, other properties. They all have ties, similar ownership, and similar interests to child concerns, even, if you can believe this, even to concerns that allegedly protect children. Yes, those watching... ostensibly, those watching the watchers of the pedophiles could very well be on the inside. Just leave that map up if you don't mind. We're just going to leave that map up and I'll comment on that later. But how this all came about, folks, very simply is this, just to kind of recap this. You know, the hearings in Benghazi, Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make? That revealed the existence of an external server. We can call that email gate, I suppose. And through that, the investigation there drilled down, and all of a sudden we find out that she's got a server, you know, here and a server in her bathroom, and a server in at Platte River Networks and such. And then the gentleman in charge of the server gets on Reddit asking for advice how to delete stuff, and long story short, an investigation is conducted. Well, that leads to Comey opening an investigation, then shutting it, and then reopening it when a parallel investigation on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Anthony Weiner, of course, is the disgraced congressperson from New York. Suddenly, they find 650,000 plus emails on his laptop. And Anthony Weiner, of course, is the husband of Huma Abedin, who's the body close, or the closest body, shall we say, or the special friend, whatever you want to call her, to Hillary Diane Rodham, the witch Clinton. Of course, whose campaign chairman is John Podesta, whose 70,000 emails were leaked before the known existence of the server. The 70,000 emails were incrementally released beginning October 3rd, and that's what started everything. And when people began investigating the emails of Podesta, they began to realize, wait a minute, there's so many references to pizza, pasta, hot dogs, ice cream, weird things, and then, you know, you can maybe explain it, but then, no, not really. And the people at Reddit and 4chan got a hold of it. And again, the Pettibone sisters, fantastic investigative research done. And soon, things were being exposed. So there are connections between the power brokers and the owner of, allegedly now, and the owners of Comet Ping Pong, which is James Elefantis. Many of the images you saw there came from the social feed. James Elefantis is the owner of Comet Ping Pong. He is the romantic partner of former CTR director David Brock. You know David Brock in the power circles of D.C. Hillary Clinton, of course, and Elefantis Elifantos had fundraisers for Hillary Clinton at Comet Ping Pong. As a matter of fact, Comet Ping Pong also hosted a phone bank for Barack Hussein Obama. There are photographs of Barack, or a photo of Elifantos posting showing Obama playing ping pong with the young boy at Comet Ping Pong, allegedly. Obama has been identified in the WikiLeaks Podesta dump as having held phone banks at Comet Ping Pong's location. Elifantos is also listed in the White House record as having visited the White House a few times. And George Soros is even involved. Can't forget him with this pizza place. He is listed as a major donor to the American Bridge 21st Century PAC, and the PAC is on record with the FEC as having made several donations to Comet Ping Pong, about 33 grand worth. Now, Marina Abramovic, Elifantos appears to have some form of relationship to spirit cooking artist Marina Abramovic, as references her in his Instagram. You saw some of the social networking feed there in some of the images. And of course, there was actually a photo of Elifantos posing. Elifantos actually posted a photo of Tony Podesta's house and the sculpture, which you saw, of course, and the Dahmer connection. Folks, we're going to have more on this. I will be drilling down more on this, and hopefully we can get this out. This has got to be exposed. This, and I will say this, this goes back to 1997. There were, do you remember AIPAC? Do you remember the, well, I'll tell you what, on the other side, I'm going to be getting into this, but understand that this goes back to the Asian Pacific nations and providing underage boys as prostitutes to visiting dignitaries. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Subscribe to our channel, please. Follow us and keep up on our investigative research. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. The first half hour I devoted to just an outline. I mean, I did not even do it justice to what the Podesta emails have spawned, the investigation Citizen Research has done. And there's more, because there's a little girl by the name of Madeline McCann, and I didn't even include this in there, who disappeared a number of years ago, almost a decade ago, from Portugal. And if you look at the suspects, there were two suspects. Well, actually, there were artist renderings of suspects involved in her disappearance. Cute little girl from Portugal who disappeared. Name's Madeline McCann. And you can check this out. It's on fire all across the... In fact, I believe I posted it on my Twitter page. You can look at my Twitter page, which is at HagmanPI. It's just a couple of postings down, but all I would like you to do is take a look at the artist drawings of the two individuals who are suspected, were suspected in that kidnapping and disappearance of Madeline McCann from Portugal. And take a look at the suspect drawings, the renderings. Here's what you're going to see. You're going to see an uncanny, almost photographic match to John and Tony Podesta. Now, this disappearance took place in Portugal. Now, I did not draw this. I'm not the source of this. Rumors are going around that, hey, look at this. And I have to say, it's a perfect match. What does that mean? Look, I don't know. All I can tell you is the citizen researchers have said that Anonymous came out and said, hey, wait a minute, I think we have verification that the Podesta brothers were in Portugal at the time. How do they know that? I don't know. I'm not saying anything of the sort. I'm just saying what was on social networking feed. All I would urge you to do is search pictures, Madeline McCann, disappearance, and suspects. I didn't put it up here because I don't have the time. We're going to take this. We're going to do a little bit, something a little bit differently. I'm honored to have with me right now. I need clean water. I need a shower. Seriously, after looking at this, we all do, don't we? Many of you know that I've, of course, I've got my share of health problems, and I've got my share of, you know, my hours are just horrible. But anyway, I found something that JD actually turned me onto this. And if you go to Water by Sydney, Water by Sydney, Water by. Let me try this again. See what happens when your mind is like into this. Water by Cindy. You know, like Cindy? Water by Cindy. Go to waterbycindy.com. I can say it. This lady's name is Cindy Geddes. She's got just a wonderful way to treat our water and make us healthier. She's got a system that I want to talk to her about this. And, you know, I'm so proud to have her now as a sponsor of our show. And but before I brought her on, before I even committed to that, I wanted to find out what this system was all about. So I asked her to send me a system, and she did. And I used this system to treat my water. And I've had phenomenal results. And I can't even do justice by telling you. I can do justice by telling you the results I've had, and I will. But I can't do justice about the system until I bring Cindy Geddes on, Water by Cindy. Cindy, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. Look forward to telling everybody.
Well, you know, Cindy, here's the thing. We have tough times coming up, and we offer solutions. Many people have it's easy to say, you know, it's easy to talk about problems, right? So mm-hmm. we have solutions. And one of the solutions I found specifically with regard to water, clean water and health is, well, you had your water system. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself and your system, because I want the listeners to know what you do specifically, so I don't mispronounce words and get your, you know, call you Sydney again. I'm going to call you Sydney. just let you go and kind of explain what you have and just introduce yourself and your product, because this is so cool, folks. Take a listen to this. Cindy, go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I sort of fell into this. I have done in the past health benefits and things to be able to help people, alternative health insurance and things like that. But I truly feel, Doug, that this will be the next must-to-have appliance in every kitchen, not only in this country, but in the world. Our product is called Kangen Water, and it's the better choice for hydration. So what it is, it's an ionized pH balance water, and it's filled with minerals such as magnesium, calcium, and potassium. Now, Enagic has been around since 1974, and that is the name of the company. So Enagic is the company. And the product is Kangen Water. Now, it's a privately held company, and they're a OEM company, which means original equipment manufacturer. Now, what I mean by that...
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, sure. That's important, too. Go ahead.
It is, because they do everything from the research and development to the manufacturing, to the sales, to the support, and to the warranty. So they're the top industry leader. They've won many awards. And so they manufacture high-quality water technology equipment. So, and a lot of other water systems out there compare themselves to us. But we never compare ourselves to anybody else, because we're the first. And we are the number one in the industry.
Okay. Well, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I won't interrupt. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, we are in 12 countries, so we are around the world, and we've got 5 locations here in the U.S. So I will mention just briefly that Japan has over 300 hospitals that use the big commercial units to supply themselves with the medical-grade Kangen water. And most of their schools use Kangen water, and many of their restaurants use and sell Kangen water in Japan. So I would like to eventually see that into our hospitals here in the U.S. and in our schools. How to make
Exactly. And this is one thing that I've never really understood. For example, you make coffee with water. You make perhaps you make iced tea with water. You clean with water. You bathe with water. You drink water. You do all sorts of things with water. You know, there are seven types of water, and I never knew that. With respect to your systems, and
right.
I found some really interesting things. It's cost savings. It's not only cost savings, but it's there's health benefits and a number of benefits. Can you explain what I've experienced? Okay.
Okay. Yes. The type of waters that we have a strong Kangen water. Now that is not for drinking, but you can actually use this as a degreaser. You take your vegetables. A lot of pesticides are oil based. So rinsing your vegetables with regular water doesn't do anything. And I was one of those people. The farmers can't have their pesticides wash off in the rain every time it rains. So this is actually, you would put, like, for instance, tomatoes in a bowl of water of the strong Kangen water, and for about 10 minutes. And you will actually, when you pull them out, you'll see a yellow residue. And that's
Roger that.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Have you done that yourself? Were you able to
my
do
wife
that?
Did. No, my
Good.
Wife did. And she actually called me into the kitchen and said, what is this? And we couldn't believe it. And
yeah.
This is the stuff that you won't be consuming, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it makes your fruits and vegetables and all your food just taste better. Like I said, it can be used as a degreaser for oven cleaners, range hoods, and your marble counters, your stainless steel appliances, any oily messes in the kitchen. This water can use and replace those cleaners.
It
will out-clean your fantastic. Pardon me?
Yes. It works great on glass, window glass.
Yeah.
No streaks.
Yeah, it'll out-clean your Fantastic, your 409, your Mr. Clean. Just a lot of these cleaners are toxic also. So here's a good way to go green with this and not having to purchase those green products with the extra cost of what they would cost. So just go ahead.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible how you can, folks, with a Kangen water system, you can actually create different kinds of water, cleaning water, bathing water, drinking water. Some you don't drink, but others you clean. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. By the way, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the segment, coming up at Pastor David Langford and Stephen Quayle. You guys, folks, stick around for that. Some amazing stuff. But go ahead, Cindy.
Sure.
Thanks.
With the strong Kangen water, also, it kills 99.9% of all bacteria in about 30 minutes, like salmonella, E. coli, mold, staph, fungus. So, now, and then the drinking waters, you've got the pH of 8.5 to 9.5. There's three buttons, so it's 8.5, 9.0, and 9.5. So you would start off drinking the 8.5 for about a week and then move up to the 9.0. And then about a week or two later, the 9.5. Now, I will tell you, Doug, there are some side effects to Kangen water, but very minor. Number one, it hydrates your brain in about 30 seconds, and that's because of the microcellular clusters. So it goes all over the body and hydrates your body right away. And then next, you're going to sleep better. The reason why is because the water hydrates your brain and creates melatonin. Melatonin helps you sleep. And then next, you're going to detox, which means you'll possibly go to the bathroom a little more, but it starts to clean the body. And then also, the last thing is you will also start getting more energy. Now, the reason is your body starts producing serotonins, And serotonins, by the way, increase your energy. But those are the four minor side effects that you'll get from Kangen alkaline water.
and I can verify this. The energy boost is incredible. When I say you mix it with coffee, you know, you don't even have to have coffee. It's not a side effect. To me, it's not a side effect. It's an intentional benefit. You know, yeah. It's a benefit plus, the brain hydration, which really is interesting because, I didn't know what to think initially about that whole clarity of thought process, although you couldn't tell it by me. My wife would be a better example of it. But also the sleeping aspect too. A hydrated brain allows you to sleep because of the melatonin. And so you don't have to mix this with sleepy time tea if you're having trouble sleeping. Although, you know, if you do, it's kind of like a force multiplier. So my wife and I were looking at what we could do to increase our health. And this is it, folks. I mean, this is really cool. So go ahead, now that I've interrupted you again for the drinking.
That's okay.
But just want to verify this really works.
Yeah, and this also has clean water, which is a neutral water. That's the pH 7.0, which pretty much comes out of your faucets minus all of the contaminants, hormones, and metals from your tap water. But this is the water for taking medications, and the reason you drink this with medications is so there's no influence on the effectiveness. And then about a half an hour, you go back to drinking the alkaline water. It also has beauty water. I don't know if your wife got to try that. It's better than any toner out there on the market, whether you get it from Walmart or any expensive department store. And it's free. You get it unlimited amount.
It's almost like an astringent. I don't know if that's... It's hard to explain, folks, but it's almost like a facelift.
It is.
It tightens your skin up. And, you know, again, folks, listener protection program, I don't talk about anything that we don't use ourselves, and this is an amazing device, amazing process for those who are really interested in health, beauty, cleaning, everything, and anything water-related. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also I will tell you that this is also a great natural aftershave. So, and then lastly, with this beauty water, you can actually wash your floors, even wood floors, and there's a faster drying time. So this also saves you money. And then the final water is a strong acidic water. It's a 2.5. It is not for drinking, but it is for disinfecting. So you can use it in place of a foot fungal medicine for cold sore treatments. I actually carry a little spray bottle that I use as my hand sanitizer. You can put it on your skin for eczema or psoriasis. And there's many dentists out there that use this machine to sterilize their tools for their practice. And they use the water for the treatment of periodontal disease. And it also is great for stop bleeding. So I use this for mouthwash and always rinse with the regular water after I have gargled and used it. And that's the clean water. But it tightens the teeth. And they've documented that in some cases, the 2.5 can reverse the periodontal disease. So again, very money saving and good for your health.
You know, I never thought that would be plain water would be, you know, would replace mouthwash. And when I had a dentist appointment just to check up, and this is right after I got your system, and I had asked the dentist. I said, look, you know, this is what I'm doing. I explained what I'm doing. And because he's a big proponent of the mouthwash, and he said, Oh, yeah. You know, I've read about this. And, you know, he checked and he said, yeah, everything looks really, really good. So, you know, I can verify that. Yeah. And so I've been using that as a mouthwash myself. So,
A health benefits. I'm going to give you just a quick brief of what, you know, one glass of Kangen water is 16 times powerful than vitamin C. One glass of Kangen water is 8 times more powerful than green tea. So most people use green tea as an antioxidant. And then one glass of Kangen water is four times powerful than cod liver oil. Yuck. But then one glass, yeah, that was an old remedy. But one glass of Kangen water is like eating 4 pounds of fruits and vegetables. So it's very healthy for you.
And less filling. And less filling.
Yes.
4 pounds.
Yes, you can drink this water and not feel bloated, and that's because it doesn't have the acidic components that regular water has. Let me tell you, bottled water, a lot of people are like, oh, well, I just drink bottled water. Well, let me tell you, bottled water is not a good thing in reality, because you know, with a lot of the acidic levels, that ages us. And then the plastic bottle that the water is packaged in contains a chemical called BPA, and they are proven to be hazardous to human health. In other words, poisonous. So, and something else that people don't know is that government does not mandate the bottled water to be any safer than tap water. So I just wanted to throw that out there for you. But I've actually heard
in some cases it is merely tap water.
Yes, it is. And it's not regulated, so there's a lot of things that could be in that, too, besides just the BPA. But we share in the Kangen community, people that are reps to this business, we share our successes, our success stories, and besides what's happened for me and my husband while we drank it, but I've heard of a couple of stories that I'd like to share real quick. I know that we're under a time limit here, but
so that's all right. Please share, because folks, look, this is all about solutions, providing you with things that will help you improve your quality of your life, save your life, enhance your life. Please share.
Yep. And our motto is change your water, change your life. So that is a coined phrase that Enagic has. I heard about a lady whose daughter had gout for about a year and a half, and she wasn't going out. She had a lot of pain. After drinking the water for about 7 days, the pain went away. And after 30 days of drinking the water, the gout went away. Now, I don't know her personally, but that was from an acquaintance that I know that's in the company. And then I can attest this for myself, but acid reflux disease can be reversed through this. Also, there was a woman that had fibromyalgia. She was a mother, young mother, and every time her children would hug her, she would wince. Her husband bought the system, and after a couple of weeks, her friend said that the husband called him and kept thanking him over and over. She was not having the symptoms anymore. She was actually out playing tennis again, and the husband was just, I mean, he was beside himself saying that, you know, he was very thankful for the Kangen water, that she is back to herself again. And I have heard about diabetes being reversed. This does help in weight loss, high blood pressure going away, along with high cholesterol problems being resolved, and then living more manageable lives with arthritis, colitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, and just bettering colon health. So the doctor that created the colonoscopies, he recommends any of his patients, whether they've got the problems or beforehand or after, highly recommends this because it helps the colon so much and makes things work a lot better. The cost effectiveness of this, I mean, just with all the things that we've said, and bettering your health for one, being able to go green without the cost of or the expense of green cleaners, there's just so many things. I mean, getting rid of having to pay for bottled water anymore, or to I mean, we're supposed to be caretakers of the earth, first of all. So just being able to get rid of having the plastic bottles throw away. Let me ask you this. Do you know how many plastic bottles the U.S. throws away each year?
No.
The U.S. goes through about 50 billion, that's B, water bottles a year, and most of those plastic containers are not recyclable. So just a couple of people using this, and there's a lot more than a couple, but what I'm saying is just a couple of people, it changes immensely. There's billions of water bottles, that's just ridiculous. We're supposed to be the caretakers of the world, and that's not really helping at all. So, but yeah,
man,
no more
crazy.
Having expenses of cleaners or having to, go and get expensive toners or floor cleaners. I mean, just every aspect of your life can be changed with this one machine.
You know, I gotta tell you, I was pretty. I really didn't think by changing the pH of the water it was going to mean it. I really didn't think this was going to be right. I mean, I didn't think it was going to work. I was very cautiously optimistic, but after I saw my wife, you know, use it and after I saw the benefits, including that the spurt of energy, my goodness, and the clarity of mind, that really sold me.
We were right there with you when we saw this machine, but when we purchased it, I've known several people that get it, and I'm like, you know what, this is just after I saw the demonstration, I'm like, this is just really great. And people can go to my website at www.waterbycindy, and they can see all kinds of videos, and they can see a presentation about the alkalinity of the water and things like that. But my husband, I've been married to him for 26 years now, and the first week that we had, we were sleeping, he was running. It was almost like he was riding a bike or running a marathon in bed, and we found out he had restless leg syndrome. So he's always taken medication for that, and he has not touched any of his medication after about 2 weeks of drinking the water. He's not had any medication whatsoever for this. His muscles in his legs are no longer sore. He actually tore a meniscus behind his left knee, and he would usually wake up at the minimum three times a week with really his legs really sore. He doesn't have any of those aches and pains. I was having the onset of arthritis, and that's pretty much gone now. My skin is better. I have no more headaches. That is hereditary on my mother's side. She used to have wicked migraines, but I used to just get the headaches, and I no longer have headaches. Even when I'm hungry, I don't get those headaches. So there are lots of benefits to getting this and just drinking better water for ourselves now.
Cindy, I hope to hear more from you. We've reached the conclusion here, but I will say this. Your water system is perhaps one of the best investments anyone can make, in my view, because of everything you said. It works. The health benefits are incredible. The cleaning benefits are incredible. And throw a tomato in the water. Let me tell you something. You will see what comes off of that piece of fruit, vegetable, whatever. Cindy, thank you so much. Waterbycindy.com, waterbycindy.com. And certainly you accept emails for questions and such, right?
Yes, I do. And all my contact information is right there on my website. I look forward to answering any questions for anybody.
All right. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you,
Cindy. Folks, we're going to be right back with Pastor David Langford and Steve Quayle. Stay right where you're at.